Interesting. So, did you discuss with her ahead of time whether or not the Oncotype result was going to affect what she might prefer, or you just went ahead and got it because you thought it was going to help when she talked to her
No.
oncologist?
When I talk to patients, I specifically ask them if they have already made up their mind that they absolutely want to receive chemotherapy, regardless of how small the benefit appears to be, then there's really no role for doing this test. And that I firmly believe is true. For the patient who says she absolutely doesn't want chemotherapy, there I think the area is a little grayer because I think it's important to have all the information possible before you decide you may want to get undertreated. And so in some of those patients, I say, you know, are you sure it wouldn't be helpful to you to know that chemotherapy might reduce your risk of recurring by a very substantial amount? And if they just say, I don't care, there's no way I'm having chemotherapy, then it doesn't make sense to get oncotyping.
So what was the discussion like with this woman? How did she respond when you talked about it?
This patient actually was a very easy patient to deal with because she was well read, not too well read, and was interested in getting as much information as she could about a treatment decision. She was not set in her mind one way or the other that she absolutely did or did not want chemotherapy. She was interested in knowing how much benefit she would get to make that decision.
I'm guessing she was pretty happy when she got the result.
Yes, I think that's fair to say. She was not disappointed.
It's interesting. I was talking to Gary Lyman. I think he's done an economic analysis of the Oncotype, and I think this case is a good example of why he found it's actually cost-effective, and I think Medicare is now paying for it.
Well, I think that would be a blessing. I have been surprised at how resistant insurance companies have been to this when it's quite clear with the large number of patients that fall into the favorable category that you're going to be decreasing the use of chemotherapy.
Actually, I would say a lot of oncologists, again, without an Oncotype or before the Oncotype, might give a patient like this not only chemotherapy, but maybe an anthracycline and a taxane.
I think you're right. I think that not very long ago, the definition of what was a high-risk tumor expanded to include virtually everything. So I think that's very true.